This is, what is this? This is the Marawan Musing Program.
And now he needs to sing it like the way he usually does every month. You know how you do that weird
Marawan, yes. Marawan Musings. Yes, I can do that.
Really, yeah. I think that might have to be part of our promo. What do you think?
Well, when we get around to making one, to writing one and recording one. Yes.
I think that's
next on the list, is it?
Yeah, sure.
Make an official opening.
I think we might need to. Now, we're really lucky this morning, Bob. We've got Barry Reynolds from Colac.
I've rung Barry. G'day, Barry.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
It's actually Barry Rayner.
Oh, sorry.
It's close. I've been called Brian and Brian Reynolds now.
Oh, Brian Reynolds. We've got none of it right. Between Bob that's and okay. I, we've all got good. None of it right.
No, so that's I'm not
right.
taking any responsibility.
Oh, I'll take it all. So
why is Barry here?
Good question. No, Barry's here because he's from Colac Otway L2 program, which is a new exciting program which is being introduced to Apollo Bay. And Barry has sat in the neighbourhood house for how many months?
I haven't counted.
No, we've got a relationship now. So Barry sits every Wednesday morning waiting for some community members to come along and participate in his program. So what we thought we might do is actually get him down to talk about the program so people in the community can understand a little bit about why he's sitting in the neighbourhood house every Wednesday at 10 o'clock. So I'll ask you the first question. Can you tell us a little bit about the L2P program.
It's the Learner Driver Mentor Program.
Okay.
The Learner Driver Mentor Program is a state government initiative. It's funded through the TAC and managed by Vic Roads. So Vic Roads manages 65 plus L2P programs that run across Victoria. And it's a community-based volunteer program that's aimed to assist 16 to 20-year-old learner drivers that have barriers to getting that 120
it's
hours.
It's a long time to spend at the wheel.
It is. But it's been identified that these young people are overrepresented in road accidents and traumas. That's why the government have introduced the graduated licensing system, which means that they have to get that 120 hours. So
I did about 10 hours when I was a boy, got my license. And within a week, had robbed my first car.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Because you get your license, you didn't do more than 30 miles an hour back in the day. Yeah, you'd be right, son. You can change gears. You didn't clash the clutch. Yeah, you can reverse park. You can do a hill start. Yeah, a week later, you know. In Queensland, doing 60 or 70 miles an hour.
Yep.
You know, put a Morris 1100 on its roof. It takes a bit of doing. But it's a great thing. It's a seriously great initiative. But it's also tough for parents to be finding that amount of time and family to find that amount of time.
It is. It's a really big commitment to families and a financial burden in some instances as well. Everybody's... you know, if you've got to do 120 hours, obviously you have to step up the driving and petrol is quite dear and puts a lot of strain on some families. But a lot of young people don't have access to a supervising driver or a suitable vehicle. So that's where the L2P program has been developed to meet the needs of these young people. So it's also about that consistent driving that you need to learn to drive and become a really good driver as well. So it's not just about the 120 hours. It's about keeping these young people alive as well, which is very, very important.
Yeah, you bet. Well, especially around here when the driving conditions are quite challenging often.
Especially at this time of year too. It's really tough going. Barry, can you talk a little bit about what you've been doing in Colac and how the program and how it's evolved in Colac and how you're hoping the same thing will happen here in Apollo Bay?
Yes. The Colac Otway L2P program was launched in September 2013.
Really?
Yes.
It's been
building momentum up. It takes a while to get things moving and to get known in the community. And so we're at the point now that we have a target of 23 learner drivers that we're going to share with Apollo Bay. And during that time, we have had almost 40 young people have achieved their goal of getting their probationary license. And we've got a good bunch of mentors there that have been working hard to assist these young people. We've just had one that's reached 500 hours
Fabulous.
Of supervising learner drivers. Plus, he does other work with that's the great. LDP as well.
So, Barry, what's the average age, like through your experience with the COLAC program, what age group usually picks up and uses the program?
Our target learner drivers are 16 to 20-year-olds.
Yes.
And that's because once a learner reaches 21, they don't need that logbook.
Okay.
They still need to have their learners for a minimum of 1 year and be able to pass that driving test, as well as keep safe after
sure,
that's a good
sure.
goal too.
So in terms of being eligible for the program, you obviously need to be within that age group, yes?
Yes, that's correct.
And is that it?
Facing those barriers to getting consistent driving practice. So if somebody applies to join the program, we would interview them,
yes.
have a look through their logbook and have a chat about what the barriers are and make an assessment on whether they qualify to join
sure.
the program or not. So we're not here just to top up your hours and help mum and dad out to get your licence quicker. It's for people facing genuine disadvantage to getting those hours.
Sure. And for the mentors, tell me a little bit about that side of the program.
I might go back a little bit and
sure.
just tell the listeners that what happens in the Learner Driver Mentor program is that we get volunteers from the community.
Yes.
They have a full Victorian driver's licence. They go through some training that VicRoads has developed. They have to do some background checks as well.
Okay.
So once they get through all of that, we match them up with a learner driver and they work together using the L2P program vehicle to get those hours up and the driving experience that they need.
Fabulous. And in terms of mentors, are you looking for mentors as well, Barry?
We are. We're looking for not only learner drivers to join the program, but mentors to join the program as well. So it's encouraging for a mentor to know that we don't just gather learner drivers and throw them in with a mentor.
Yes.
The learner drivers also have access to 7 professional driving lessons in the program.
Okay.
And the learner driver to get started in the program needs to go to the driving school and prove that they can do all of the stage one in learning to drive goals.
Mm.
So we don't just throw kids in with a mentor and hope they're okay. There's the training that's provided really prepares the mentor for the job.
Yes.
And the process that we put the learner drivers through, just we don't throw them in raw. So
okay.
And also it's interesting to know that the learner driver period is the safest period in anybody's driving, we'll call it career, shall we?
Really?
So sitting beside somebody supervising them, they really work hard at doing the right thing and it is a very safe period.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, you're less likely. Yeah, you're more likely. Yeah, yeah. Indeed, when you're taking instruction,
okay,
you're paying
well,
attention.
Of course
yeah.
you are. Like. Mm. Barry and I are in the studio with Bob. We're paying attention. Barry, can you tell us a little bit about your fabulous car that you bring down every week?
We have been fortunate to gather enough sponsorship and grants to purchase a lovely Corolla through COLAC Toyota, who support the program as well. They're great sponsors.
Yep.
So it is a current model Corolla,
mm-hmm.
has lots of signage on it, and the young people love to drive that. It's a really nice car to drive. It's part of the program is that we need to have at least a 4 to 5 star ANCAP rated vehicle as well.
Okay.
One of the questions a lot of people ask is that do you have dual controls in the car? And it's a good question. And the answer is no, because if we put dual controls into the car, we need to train the mentors to use those, and the only training available is professional driving instructing. So the role of the mentor is really just to do the supervising the young person.
Yes.
And if any of the learner drivers have any issues along the way, we send them back to the professional driving instructor to sort that out and help them move on in the process.
Okay. So if anyone's really fascinated what Barry looks like, or his car, I might add, is The photo will be on the front of the term guide for term three, so you'll get to see what Barry looks like plus the car, because it's quite, it's got sponsorship all over and it's a lovely car. I've not yet been in it. I think that's the next thing. Barry, do you want to talk about the 5th of August, what you've planned for the 5th of August?
Yes, that's a good point.
Yep.
The 5th of August, we have the mentor training booked in to run at Murrawarne.
Yep.
To prepare, as I said before, to prepare mentors, they need to go through some training. So before the 5th of August, anyone who wants to become a mentor needs to do some online training. Mm-hmm. And then come to the 5th of August training at Murrawarne, which is run over the whole day. We provide some morning tea, lunch, and the morning session would be in-class training, and the afternoon session would be putting that knowledge into practice by going and doing some practical in-car sessions as well. So it's a good opportunity to ask questions if and put that knowledge into practice, yep, before you get to do it with the learner driver.
So if people are interested in attending the mentor session on the 5th, it's best to contact Murrawarne or Otway Health, which is 523 7850, or Barry's direct line, which is
0490 400 7008.
Now, I think Bob's going to play us a song, and while he does, Barry's going to think of a funny story he can tell us in a car with a young person. I'm sure you've got one.
Well, I will in a minute. I did wonder, is there a website, though? Is there somewhere? Is there a web address that you can go to learn about the program or to register as
good
a mentor?
Question.
There is, actually, Bob. That's a good point.
Good question.
I guess locals might have noticed that there's posters all up around Apollo Bay as well, so our contact details are on there.
Yep.
You can pick up a brochure from Murrawarne as well, but if you search Facebook for Colac Otway L2P...
L2P, that's L2P, the thing to remember, yep.
You will find a bit of a page there with some information.
Okay, L2P,
we also
Facebook
have,
page. Yep.
Through Community Hub in Colac,
yep,
we have an L2P page on their,
okay,
website as well, so that's... Community Hub website. So if you do a Google search for,
sure,
that, it'll come up.
The L2P program. That's what we've been talking about so far on Murrawarne Musings with Barry and, oh, what's her name? Oh, that woman that runs things down at Murrawarne. She doesn't run things. She just coordinates them. And there's a big difference, you know. Jodie is a big fan of Van Morrison. Here's a song that she's probably never heard him sing before. So, Jodie, that was Mule Skinner Blues by Van Morrison.
What year, Bob?
Oh, I don't know what year.
You'll get come back to that.
Mm. I could tell you. It's off an album called The Songs of Jimmy Rogers. So he's one of many contributing to that.
You're good.
Well, I've got to keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
So we're talking to Barry about the L2P program, which is Learner to P Plates, for young folk in Apollo Bay who are wanting to get up those hours and get in the experience and be mentored by someone other than a grumpy dad or a nervous mum. I had one lesson from my father when I learned to drive, and it ended in, well, not quite in tears, but it ended, I ended up getting out of the car, slamming the door and say, well. So often, you know, your relatives are not the best people to mentor you, and with the need to do so many hours under so many different conditions, I'm looking out the studio window and I just saw a very near miss a car crash. Nearly.
How ironic.
On a suburban
it's
street.
Ironic.
But look, if you're aged between 16 and 20,
that's correct.
16 and 20, and you're keen to get that license and have some mentoring from someone who's calm. And who isn't going to kind of get overexcited and isn't going to micromanage you either, I would think, because they're not there to teach, are they? They're there to reassure.
That's correct, yes. So we rely on professional driving instructors for the teaching and,
yep,
mentors for just supervising role.
Yeah, and that's the other part of this program is, I mean, I didn't learn to drive anything until, in fact, I went along and did, first of all, a defensive driving course and then a performance driving course.
Okay.
And when the professionals teach you, it's a whole other thing. Because they, you know, there's no equivocation about what, you know. So, and this thing that you're doing actually gives you some professional instruction, doesn't
it? Yes, that's correct. Yeah, learner drivers have access to up to 7 lessons. A lot of them don't use that many.
Because they don't need them, yeah.
But even when they're getting to the end of the process, we'll send them back to the professional driving instructor to make sure they haven't picked up any bad habits or,
to
prepare them for that test and make sure they're ready to do the test and stay safe again after they've passed it.
Yeah, it's a fantastic opportunity for people. And you know, it's very important that you get the hours in. You don't let to get to fly an aeroplane until you've had at least 50 hours. Mm. So it's appropriate. So, Jody Marawan, are promoting the hell out of this program?
Well, yes, because during that lovely Van Morrison song, Barry tells me he's been sitting at the neighbourhood house since Christmas time and it's now July and we're really wanting to get the program up and running. We've currently got 3 participants, but we're looking for more. So that's hence why Barry's with us and he's going to tell us a little bit about the success of a couple of people through the program.
Yeah. Look, I think it's probably a good point to lead into that. The benefits aren't just for the learner drivers as well. We hear fantastic stories from our mentors about the enjoyment they get out of helping young people and the relationships built during that time in the car as well and the conversations they have. And I said before that we've got a mentor that's up to over 500 hours now, which is a huge achievement. He's helped 8 young people get their P's. And he's helping another 2. He takes on 2 at a time. And he actually had the first 2 learner drivers in the program. And he told me this story where I'll just say that our learner drivers and mentor generally communicate by text message.
Okay.
And so he was at home one night and received a text message from his learner driver that was meant to go to that person's boyfriend. And it was just, good night, honey, love ya. And so that sort of gave him a good laugh. And, but it also happened, he had 2 young ladies that he was looking after at that time. And so in that period that he was looking after them, got 1 similar from both of them. So he had a good laugh about that. And but this guy is a retired secondary school principal and who's done work with Aboriginal communities as well and is now retired and felt that he was put out to pasture and he has fantastic skills and with dealing with young people and the LTP program has been like a lifeline to him to continue to put into the community and to feel like he's still needed and he's just such a asset to the program and to these young people. They all want to adopt him. He's so lovely. And so call out to Laurie Ryan.
Yeah, lovely. That's great.
Yeah, good on you, Laurie. And look, if you are of a certain age, don't stay at home and get grumpy. Come out. Do you need to register? Do you need to have a police check and do the standard sort of stuff?
We have application forms that we'll leave at Marawan.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be for mentors and learner drivers. So I just need to be clear that we do do background checks on our mentors. They have to have, like, working with children, police check, reasonable driving history.
Mm-hmm.
So we want these people to be the right people to work with our, with these, I'll call them kids, shall I, or youth. So you can contact Mara Warren to get that application or I can send them out to you.
Fantastic.
And if you're wanting to come and meet Barry, pop in on a Wednesday at 10 o'clock because he's at the centre most weeks. And if he's not there, you'll get me a second best. So, pop in, have a chat and pick up an application form and have all your questions answered.
I would like to point out that I'm not just sitting there, that I'm doing some work as well. So.
Sure. He's worried that the sponsors are listening.
Well, it's a very exciting initiative.
Yeah, it is.
And if you are in that age group, 16 to 20, and wanting to get the hours up and know that you're doing it well, or if you're someone who's got a bit of driving experience and a decent character reference, you know, you pass a police check and a working with children check, then it's a great way for you to put a little something back and make the roads a bit safer. How many times have you clenched your fist and thought, you know, hey, you bloody idiot, where'd you get your license? Woolworths, all that stuff. Well, instead of complaining about it, you can actually do something about it. You can help someone get the right instruction and learn to be a responsible driver. The L2P program.
That's right, yeah. The Learner Driver Mentor Program.
That's the one. Jody?
I was just going to thank Barry for coming in this morning to be part of the show. That's been fabulous. And, yes, he does work very hard on a Wednesday.
He does. Barry, it's community radio. It's a bit ragged around the edges. However, we get there in the end. This is the Marrow One program. We've been chatting to Barry, and we'll be talking about some other stuff after some more. Hey, guess what? It's going to be Van Morrison, isn't it?
Woo-hoo.
On 3ABR. It's free.
It's free.
It's free.
Yay.
It's free.
It's free. That the program.
The Volunteer Mentors and Learner Drivers program is free.
Which was the key message we were meant to get across, and of course.
No, it wasn't the key message. The key message was it's a great program.
Oh, sorry.
The fact is it's free, and you don't, there are no onerous eligibility tests for the money. So up to get your 100 hours, seven professional driving lessons if you need them. It's a great deal. The Colac Otway L2P Learner Driver Mentor Program. It's a bit of a mouthful, but it's free and it's all happening. It's all happening at Murrawarn.
Oh, my goodness.
What else is all happening at Murrawarn?
The most exciting thing in the next 2 weeks is that Murrawarn is going to be painted. And for people that use that facility, I think we've been waiting. Well, I've only been waiting 18 months because I've only been in the role 18 months, but I think it might be years. And so the lovely thing is next week the centre will actually be closed for the whole week because they're painting internally. And then when it gets a little bit warmer, it will be painted externally. So for all the community groups that use that centre will be informed, but the centre itself will be closed and Craig will be busily painting it, making it look beautiful and all fresh and clean for us for term three. And that's probably a good intro to talk about what's going to go on in term three. What do you think, Bob?
That sounds like a reasonable segue.
Yeah. Yes. So in between shows.
So the smell of fresh paint will be gone, will it, by the time term three starts?
One would hope. Maybe not because
It might be plastic paint. Not so.
Maybe not because it is second week, and maybe
might
not.
Be
who
a
knows?
Little bit, might still smell fresh.
Might smell fresh. Since this show, since our last show, I should be saying, Bob and I, and lovely Sarah met to discuss the radio show, didn't we?
Sarah Bell.
I knew you were going to say that. And Bell Bob came up with a fabulous name for our program, which is.
Did I?
Yeah, what? You did. Was called Prepare For On Air.
Oh, Prepare For On Air. No, Sarah came there.
Oh, did
Sarah
she?
Did that. Yes, yes, yes.
I thought that was you.
Anyway, came out of
anyway,
there. Prepare For On Air. Yes, go on, you talk.
Well, you're the expert. Mm-mm. It's a program. It's going to happen, Bob.
That's right.
It is on the 29th of August to the 19th of September. On a Tuesday, 9:30 to 12:30, and you'll have the lovely Bob and Sarah teaching you, and that will be a whole lot of fun, and it will be for 4 weeks, and what will happen is you'll learn a bit about voice presentation, so the aim is to all end up with a voice like Bob.
No. There are many people of the opposite gender that would not like that.
Really? Reading advertisements, preparing for interviews, uploading information for podcasts, and we're thinking in an excursion to Pulse Radio. So it will be a really good, exciting program. We've got limited numbers due to, obviously, we just have limited numbers, that's all. So we're wanting six. Is that right, Bob?
Yes, six would be plenty.
Plenty.
Look, the basic idea is that if we know that there are a lot of people that have, in the backs of their minds, have thought, oh, yeah, look, I could do a radio program. And the training here that we do in a native sense is a bit organic. we kind of have folks sit in and just sort of watch, and you watch and learn and whatever. So thanks to Murra Warne, we've got a much more formal thing happening that'll give people a lot more confidence and a lot more reassurance about how to actually operate the desk, how to talk proper into the microphone, and how to record what you do and pop it on the web so that you can do a podcast. And yes, I am reminded that I've undertaken to organise a little trip up to Pulse FM, where it's a long and well-established community radio station, to see how that all works as well. So if you've even slightly interested in community radio and running your own program, if you've got some old albums you'd want to play or some stuff you want to talk about, a particular interest, or if you're the secretary or president of a club and you'd like to have a little program based around the club's activities, whether it's a sporting club or a social club, then this is a great way to get some qualifications, some reassurance, and get your learner's permit and then get your license to jump on the radio and just do it like the rest of us.
And there's only 129 clubs in town, so that's we right. know there's one or two.
Maybe we could just have the club show.
Oh, great idea. Yeah. Good, actually, Bob. Just the club radio show.
The club
show.
Club radio show.
Yeah, yeah.
Clubs so, talking to clubs. Yeah, that'd be a huge audience.
What a classic.
All right, so that's one thing that's happening tomorrow. Yes. One of many. Happening at
now,
one of many, yes.
There'll be a number of people out there that will simply not believe that we are getting a chainsaw course up and running, an accredited chainsaw course, which people have been asking for some time. And that's due to requirements, work requirements, and that is a two-day program. It will be the 26th or 27th of July or the 8th or 9th of August. We're needing 8 people to run the course. I've currently got 5, so I need another 3. And it's an accredited course, and it's basically operating a chainsaw safely with a risk assessment, maintaining and preparing your chainsaw and equipment, perform the maintenance for your chainsaw, understand the techniques in cutting, solving problems when facing tree cutting, etc. So it is accredited. Go training from Geelong's coming down. So for people that have been asking, this is your opportunity. It's $400. If you would go to Geelong to do the program, it would be $400. So it's basically a great opportunity. It's can you help me here, Bob?
2 full days.
Thanks. Yep. That's simple. Mm. Didn't have enough caffeine. 9 to 4 on those 2 days. So if you're interested in that program, please give us a ring, because if we don't get the 8, we won't be able to run the program. So
ask me why I've got a pair of steel cap boots.
Why have you got a pair of steel cap boots, Bob?
Because I had to buy them to do the chainsaw course at Murra Warne 5 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
5 years ago?
Yeah, or some, I don't know how many years, but yeah, sometime.
So why did you do it?
Because I use a chainsaw very occasionally, and my wife is very interested in my safety, and because I'm not much.
Okay.
So she said, well, if you're going to have a chainsaw, you have to do the chainsaw course.
And how long was it for, Bob?
It was 2 days. It was the same course, I think. Yeah,
was it good?
It was great. It was sensational. It was really, and I learnt lots of valuable stuff about using chainsaws. I can't recommend it highly enough. I would not have been anywhere near as safe or as responsible with a chainsaw if I hadn't done the course. Yeah, absolutely.
That's interesting.
Yeah, no.
I'm a bit fascinated by it all, because the couple of people out from the lighthouse are needing it for their work, but it sounds like people just using chainsaws should benefit from it.
Absolutely. Look, the chainsaw is more dangerous, is as dangerous as jumping in behind the wheel of a car with no experience.
Really?
I mean, you only have to make one little mistake with a chainsaw, and then there's a toe or a leg you don't want to know what you're doing with a chainsaw.
No, you don't want to.
And miss. There's a whole lot of other stuff about operating them and sharpening them and look and making sure that they run and all that stuff. No, it's a handy thing to do if you've got the need to knock up a bit of your own firewood or drop a tree or if you're in a place where a tree might fall over the track and you've got to get out with the chainsaw and remove it. Do the chainsaw course. I can't recommend it highly enough.
Well,
okay.
The tree, that's what I'm saying. Last time I talked about an Airbnb program, and unfortunately we only got 2 people, so I can't run a program with 2.
So I've had one other person, so now I have three. I need four. I need one more person.
One more person.
One more person. And I'm sure you're there thinking, oh, I could manage that. We've decided to change it to a Friday afternoon because the two people are from Geelong and have houses down here. So they're usually here on a Friday afternoon. So it's going to be between 1 and 4 on the 28th of June. July, that should be, sorry. And please come along because we need four people.
Okay, so you might be someone who's already running an Airbnb.
That's right.
And you might think you're doing okay with it, but for the sake of how much does it cost?
$40.
$40. And it'll be tax deductible because you're learning about your business.
Yep.
For the sake of $40, you can get some expert advice about, especially about marketing and organising, you know, the cleaning and all the rest of it and doing all the things you need to do to run a good Airbnb. And also your tax reporting, I think, which will be really important. People need to know about that because I know for a fact that it's on the list. There's lots of bureaucrats will be paying close attention to folks.
It is actually becoming quite topical, isn't it, really?
Absolutely,
it's in the media.
Yeah.
We had lovely Sarah come to the centre last Tuesday and for 3 or 4 hours to answer any of your questions re technology. So that was great. She's offered to do it again next month on the 1st of August. So if you've got
the horse's birthday.
It is true.
It's the horse's birthday.
Oh, the carnival's coming, the spring carnival. Bring it on. I love the races. And, yes, it is the horse's birthday, so maybe we should have a champagne.
Champagne and Sarah. There
Sarah,
you go.
Between 9.30 and 12.30, Sarah will answer any questions through your iPad, tablet, laptop, phone, any computer questions. You can BYO your own devices and she'll answer any question. And that's for people that are sitting there thinking, I've got one small question, you know, one small thing that they want sorted out. It's a good opportunity to come and have and get it sorted out, basically.
How do I put one of those signatures on my emails? How do I?
Well, Sarah, you know, will be up to
Sarah
help
knows
you
how to do that. Why does my computer always default?
Exactly.
And I've got a question. How do I stop my bloody computer playing iTunes every time I turn it on?
Oh, see, they're annoying.
You know,
that's
sort of, they're annoying things. Yeah. I'll come. When is it? August the 1?
August the 1.
I think I'll be here.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Social media, that's the other one. Social media, Sarah's successfully been running a number of social media courses. Again, we've had people wanting to do a social media course, so she's going to run another one on the 8th of August till the 29th.
This is how to be famous in your own lunchtime.
That's right.
Is that...
That's it. How to just get your promo out there to the rest of the world. How to tweet, how to get that Facebook
page. How to make the food you're eating look more appetizing than the food anyone else
that's
is eating.
Right. Yeah. Weirdly enough, Tuesday night is the night people post. I don't know what that is. They must be bored. But how to post really well and people are interested in what you're eating. Yeah, fun.
I'm finally getting to be a bit overfat. I mean, I've tried to resign from it before. I'm a bit over it lately.
Well, they are. Well, it's our age group that are using it because the young ones aren't. They use Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Which...
It's a whole other land.
A whole other land. Yeah. But the other new one is Instagram, which is a big new one, which businesses are starting to get into. And that's around, obviously, photos. And that's a whole technique within itself. And because your photos need to be interesting, Bob.
Yeah, they do, and well, you know, and well shot and stuff. So Sarah's going to help about all that stuff.
Yep,
she's got the goods on it.
She's very good. And the other program that I've been asked for, and I'm really interested in running, but however, I need someone to run the program. I have no one to run it. It's to, you know, all those photos you take on your phone. Well, now I call my phone a camera.
Yep,
And they stay there. Though nothing happens. And they're really nice. And you'll be sitting at dinner and you'll go, oh, look at that photo. And you pop your phone out and there really is no photo. So when I was growing up, we used to develop them. Did you used to develop them?
Yeah, get them developed.
Did you have a film? We had a film and you put them into the chemist and you get them developed. And you'd actually have a photo. Funny that. So we all have a lot of photos on our phone, but it's actually about getting those photos off your phone and downloading them and potentially even printing, Bob.
Getting them printed.
Maybe putting them in those books.
Or putting them into a little slideshow that you can say, look, here's my trip to Tuscany. Press the button and keep the dinner guests quiet for 4 minutes.
And I know
Anything longer than four minutes is a problem. Yeah, go on.
No one's listening because everyone is in Tuscany. Everyone's gone away.
Well, they have a few
They've
of them.
They've actually
yep.
gone away. So for the people that are here and are planning to go on the next week, the book, you know, you can have a book.
Well, I don't have a book. No, we have photo albums from the old days, and then I think, yeah, they just kind of stopped once we really moved to the phone thing.
Yeah.
I'm thinking here.
Yep.
I'm just remembering that our new sponsor from the post office, thank you, Sylvia, is getting some printing stuff happening in. She's putting in a whole printing service where people can bring their memory sticks and stuff. And I'm thinking that there's going to be a little natural
relationship
here between people taking stuff off of their devices, putting it onto, you know, getting the pictures into some sort of shape so that they look at their best.
Yes.
And then maybe going down to the post office and having a little booklet printed of some kind.
Well done, Sylvia.
Yeah, that'd be good, Sylvia. Yeah.
Sylvia's just finished our small business program and that was part of what she developed. So that's exciting to hear.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
So I'm having a coughing fit. Sorry about that.
That's all right. I turned her microphone off and now we can't hear her. I'm getting good at this. I'm remembering that I have the power. Are you ready now?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
And so the other program, which a number of you have been asking, is a first aid course, and that's going to be run in late August in preparation for warmer weather, really. So that will be at the end of term. Before we move off the photo thing, could anyone out there that could run a course on that would be great, because I have no one to run a program. I've got people that want to do it, but no one to run it.
And Sarah Bell's worn out.
Well, Sarah's very busy. So if you're half inclined and think you could run a program, could you please contact me? That would be absolutely fabulous. At Marawarn, which is, we'll talk about.
Tell you who could do it.
How?
Roz Jamison could do it.
Ah.
Roz is a great photographer.
She's
got the tech savvy.
She could. Good thinking.
Yeah.
We'll
think about that. We'll find that. And there are a number of good photographers in town.
That's what I was thinking. There are lots of really clever people out there. So it's a matter of just getting one of those clever people to come and share their experience and expertise.
So would we pay them or would they just...
We would pay them, Bob. It would be paid.
A few bucks to teach people how to take good images off their devices, put them on a stick or whatever and have them printed so it's easier at dinner parties and just generally for family to flick through and have a few actual hard copies. Remember that? Yeah.
Funny that.
I think it's a really good initiative.
Yeah. So I'm going to stop talking really because...
I'll take a photo.
Funny. I just would like to say before I finish talking is I was one of the many, many people that went to the weekend festivities and would like to congratulate the committee for the winter festival, because if that was the start, I can't wait for the next. It was absolutely fabulous and so lovely to see so many people out, locals and out and about just enjoying the winter wild weather. And I didn't even think it was that wild on Saturday night at the opening. I thought it was fairly balmy for Apollo Bay. So congratulations. It's so good to be involved with a community that is alive and kicking. And I think that's all from me this month, Bob.
All right.
I think
there
that's
you go.
Enough. But please don't forget, Marawarn's not open next week. Just for 1 week. That's all.
Just for a week. And if you're listening to the podcast, well, it's probably not so relevant. Anyway, this is 3ABR. The program has been Marawarn Musings. We've learned about the L2P program, the radio course that's coming up, how you can brush up, answer those pesky questions about your devices, things that don't work or stuff that you want to do, simple things with computers that are beyond you, and also raised the question about a photo course. So we've had a reasonably busy day today. And we'll conclude, as usual, with a little something from A Night in San Francisco. Track 5, Jody says, is really worth playing. This is ABR.